Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes, Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas no BS casino experience and more. Today's episode, Swanky Ambassador Elite Swag, MGM Collection with Marriott Bonvoy, episode 51, season 2, Swag. Wasn't there a magazine called, you said Swanky Ambassador, wasn't there a magazine called Swank? Anyways, Michael Traeger is a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality. And now our host, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
It's going really well today. I was just looking at something up in the air. Okay, never mind. I get confused. It's going great. A little bit of a loopy day, but all good.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. As far as news goes today, a slow news day, with the exception of people were getting married at Denny's in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street as part of a Valentine's Day celebration. That's it. That's wow. The news.
Doesn't also Taco Bell do some special wedding stuff too?
I'm not sure, but I know this isn't the first time Denny's has done this. I think it's just a Vegas thing. I'm not sure.
If I give you a choice of a it's a Valentine's Day thing. But if I give you a choice of a wedding, I'll give you Dunkin' Donuts, Denny's, or Taco Bell. There's your wedding venues. You got to choose one.
Man, that's a good one. I would prefer the food at Taco Bell, but I'll prefer the ambiance of Dunkin' Donuts and their coffee. we have to merge
a multi. A multi-venue wedding. You'll start and you'll do the appetizers at Taco Bell, and then you'll do the ceremony at Denny's with dinner, and then you'll finish off with coffee and dessert at Dunkin' Donuts. Anyway, I have no idea where we're going with this. Vegas fast food weddings.
We'll have a mashup and call it Dunkin' Bell, and that'll be it. That'll be everything, all in one. One-stop wedding shop, something to that extent.
Yeah, absolutely. So this all came about today because somebody gave me one of the packages that from this Ambassador Elite thing. So let's just jump into our swanky teas.
All right, it is now time for the teas.
This is a quick unboxing of a package that Marriott sent to their top tier Ambassador Elites. That's what this symbol is, I believe, Ambassador Elite. And if you open it up, it is introducing this new Marriott MGM collection. And it comes with a little brochure, and it tells you about the benefits for Ambassador Elite. Remember, Ambassador Elite is top tier Marriott. It's pretty much the highest tier. But check out, if I can get it out, this really cool die. Super cool. I love it. With their logo on it and two decks of playing cards. So that is the entire package. That's super cool. I love it. And this is what Marriott is sending to their best customers to introduce this new program with MGM. And there you have a new way to play, introducing MGM Collection with Marriott Bonvoy. And Marriott Bonvoy is the loyalty program for Marriott. And Ambassador Elite is the top tier for Bonvoy. So this die is so cool. That comes with it, with the logo on it, which I was showing in that video. I am just taken aback by this. It is like the ultimate paperweight die. But I'm noticing that the pips, I do not think, are correct. Huh, because opposite a six. Okay, that's a problem. Well, that would be a one. I think we have a pip issue, but I'm not definitely sure. But it's super cool, and it goes in this great box that I showed you, which is super hard to open. It's just very, very weighted, but really nice with this brochure about a new way to play, introducing Marriott's MGM collection to Bonvoy. Anyway, what's interesting about that is, as everybody knows, Hyatt's no longer in bed with or in the game with MGM. MGM is now in the game with Bonvoy and Marriott, and that is super cool. So you can now book a lot of rooms on the Marriott website, which is great. And on top of that, there are reciprocal benefits, and a really big benefit is matching from MGM status to Marriott status, especially MGM Noir, which is top status, and that matches to the status of Ambassador Elite. And Noir is definitely more valuable than Ambassador Elite. But Ambassador Elite is still a pretty nice status, because in order to get Ambassador Elite with Bonvoy, you need to stay 100 nights a year and spend at least $23,000. So you can't just do the nights. You have to do the nights and the spend. And you get your own ambassador. You have a flexibility to choose a 24-hour check-in and check-out time. Not all the time, but for quite a few reservations. I don't remember what the limitations are on that, but that means that regular check-in times at hotels is 4 o'clock and check-out time is 11 or 12. So you get to choose your 24-hour period. You also get things like late checkout, lounge access, and all kinds of goodies for being Ambassador Elite. So that's pretty neat that top-tier Marriott gets matched to Ambassador Elite. And that's where the goodness pretty much so stops, because they are not doing Ambassador Elite matches at this time to Noir. So we'll have to see what happens. And then we have the lower statuses matching. But really, the one that's the standout is the Ambassador Elite. And what they were doing with Ambassador Elite is that they were introducing the Marriott people to say, hey, you can book MGM rooms. In addition, you also have the Marriott Luxury Program. And just like yesterday, I was showing a nice sweet spot today for Marriott Luminous Luxury, which is at Cosmopolitan. And that's really, really good, because you can sometimes get a decent room rate and also get the $75 a person breakfast credit. It actually is $150 if you have two people. I used to think it was always just $75, which can also be used for in-room dining, as well as the fact that you get $100 stay credit. So if you're especially doing a one-night stay, this can be very, very valuable. And this is a Marriott Luxury Program, just like the Impresario at Crockford's and Conrad, that can be booked by anyone, by a travel advisor. So that's a pretty neat program. But what's so interesting is that we are not sure what's going to happen with the other luxury MGM properties, such as Aria and Bellagio, for sure. And we believe those will become some part of Marriott luxury properties, and they're going to align these benefits on all of the properties. As you know, or as you're probably aware, or people have mentioned a couple of times, that transition from Cosmopolitan Identity to MGM Rewards has been delayed. That was mostly because of the cyber attack. So that transition hasn't completely happened yet. And also this transition of adding more of the luxury programs for Marriott Luxury to other properties has not happened yet. So it'll be sort of interesting to see, because when Hyatt was part of the partnership, there were not a lot of reciprocal benefits. So it is sort of cool. On this brochure, this brochure is aimed at people who are Ambassador Elite staying at MGM properties. So what they're telling you here is, if you stay at MGM Collection, your exclusive Ambassador Elite benefits are a waived resort fee, complimentary self-parking, 1 p.m. early check-in, asterisk, complimentary room upgrades, 4 p.m. late checkout, and dedicated lines and priority access, and one suite upgrade per year in Las Vegas. So that's sort of neat for Marriott people who are non-gamblers. It is going to be interesting. They're redoing. There's a lot of stuff that's changing at Cosmo because the luxury program used to use the Autograph Lounge and still using the Autograph Lounge for check-in. But I've been told that that's going to change. But basically, if you have top-tier noir status, you should definitely match to Ambassador Elite. And I think the matches are pretty seamless and you do them online. And it's good things to keep track of. And Bonvoy is a very strong program with regard to its footprint of hotels. And Ambassador Elites do have their ambassador who can advocate for upgrades and other things. So I think it's pretty cool. And like I said, I was taken aback by this great little like box and promotion. The box also has, like I told you, has some packs of cards in it, but it's a super swaggy, bougie gift to send people just to basically say, hey, Marriott people, book with MGM. And that's what I got for you.
All righty. Sounds like an interesting situation you found yourself
in. Yeah, I haven't had a chance. I really need to pull together all the pros and the cons on the matching and everything. And I believe that they will eventually match from Bonvoy status to MGM. But MGM now matches just to Marriott. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to see how that all turns out. But it's interesting. Maybe they're not sure exactly what they're... Maybe they're just not sure yet exactly what they want to do with it. I mean, most cases, it's always been reciprocal matches. So it's very, very confusing. Now, it is true that Marriott people will eventually get or should be getting elite member benefits at MGM properties. So that's cool. But remember, for the Marriott people, they want to be able to match to MGM, because if you can match to MGM Gold or above, then you're not going to get a resort fee. So that is sort of the problem. If Marriott does not do matching to MGM rewards, you will still get some benefits based on your Marriott status, but you will not get the waived resort fee. And waived resort fees are very, very valuable. So that will be interesting. But they are, I don't know, maybe we'll see what happens. Because they are saying on the Ambassador Elite that you're getting a waived resort fee. So now I'm confused about that. But the no Marriott to MGM match is a really big deal. Because remember, when you got MGM reward status before, you got it because of many people got it because of their Hyatt status. So it was their Hyatt status, which matched to MGM. And then as soon as you got MGM Gold, which has only been for like the last 2 years, then you got the waived resort fee like Caesars. Because MGM used to never waive resort fees as a tier benefit. And I always make a distinction on that, because MGM has always been waiving resort fees for casino players on a discretionary basis and with offers. But as a tier benefit, they only recently started to do that. Caesars used to be the only one who does it. So hopefully I haven't confused people, but I'm sort of curious. I'm also curious about what other people think about this partnership. I know a lot of Hyatt people are not happy, but I'm going to guess that the Marriott people are happy because they're getting the MGM partnership and they can get some Marriott benefits and also elite nights for staying at MGM properties, but they're not going to be super happy unless they're getting the resort fees waived. And remember, most people aren't Ambassador Elite. So especially somebody who has Marriott status and Hyatt status, that Hyatt status was getting you an MGM status, which was waiving your resort fee. So a lot of people feel they've lost that resort fee waiver and they really want it back. So we'll see. But for those who have never had Hyatt status and were always Marriott people, I mean, it's definitely a positive for the Marriott people.
All right. And before we get going, is there any thoughts, anything on your mind that you'd like to share?
No, that's about it. It's been a great week. And I hope everybody enjoyed some of our content this week. And like I said, this just came out of the blue today because I got one of these Ambassador Elite cool swaggy packages. So I just decided, hey, it's a good time to talk about it. Wish I had a little bit more time to dive into some of the specifics. I have to write them down. But basically, it's all sort of coming together, this whole Marriott MGM thing. And like I said, if I had to predict, I'm hoping, well, okay, maybe not predict, but hoping that they will eventually, Marriott will match to MGM status. And it won't just be from MGM to Marriott. But we'll see, you know, casino business is good. They don't have to do matching as much. But then again, we saw that Fountain Blue is doing the matching. And the other thing that I forgot, you said if there's anything else in my mind, somebody else said when they went to match for Fountain Blue the other day, somebody at the desk claimed one of the reasons why they stopped the match because right when they opened, there was just way too much popularity of the match and it was making things crazy at Fountain Blue. I'm not sure if I totally agree with that, so that they weren't, it was not planned for Fountain Blue just to match for that 12-hour period or whatever right after opening, or 6 hours, that they were planning to do a match. I feel that's a little suspect, but that is interesting that somebody who was doing the match for somebody that I know at Fountain Blue was saying that they didn't discontinue it. What's interesting, and I mentioned this the other day, when Fountain Blue restarted the matching, they did it after February 1st. And as we know, a lot of people's statuses dropped off on February 1st, especially those who were had MGM status. So we will see. I don't know. I don't know. No conspiracy theories here, just stuff to think about.
We will see indeed. And that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, travelzork.travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travelzork. We'll see you next time.